Hello. The paper I want to explain here is about the part of the results we got during our studies on some theoretical and practical issues in image composition, and more precisely about the directional wavelet-based coders, which are one of the most successful coders during the last decade. Any wavelet-based coders, we can say, contains these general steps. First, by applying a wavelet transform on the input image, the wavelet coefficients pyramid is generated, and then from these coefficients, only those large ones regarding to the current bit budgets and limited budgets, together with their locations, will be coded and transmitted to the decoder. Using these coded locations, the decoder will be able to regenerate the pyramid and to reconstruct the image by an inverse transform on the decoded coefficients. Coders based on the conventional separable wavelets with two horizontal and vertical directions suffer from a well-known problem. The problem is around the edges. If you consider an edge like what we have at the figure, its information in the wavelet space spreads across many large coefficients, and this means when we have limited budgets, some of these significant coefficients cannot be coded, and the reconstructed image may miss some irregularities around the edge. During more than a decade, many research have been done to overcome this limitation of wavelet transform on image edges, but just some of them are the anisotropic dictionaries of curveless, contourless, shearless, which behaves optimally in terms of approximation power. Because of their high redundancy, compression is not between one of the most successful applications reported on these dictionaries. We also have the wavelet transform, which behaves optimally for representing edges, but the coders based on the wavelet transform will fail if the image geometries don't exactly match the wavelet geometries, which is the case at the textures, for example. And to make it also applicable for these cases, there are some works that combines the wavelet transform with the wavelet-based coders. And finally, we have the idea of applying wavelets along edge directions at directional wavelets, which leads to several schemes such as bandless, directionless, and many more that we cite just some of them. If we review the advantage of this idea for image compression using our simple model of edge, if we apply wavelet along the best direction, 45 degree direction, and then at the second stage along 67.5 degree in the case of low pass band, and for high pass band along 90 degree or any other direction, since here we don't have any dominant direction, then the whole procedure will result in reducing significantly the energy of all the three high frequency bands. And also, unlike the separable wavelets here, none of the wavelets will feel the variation of image at the edge. And this is of great importance for compression purposes. And it improves the compression results both in terms of PSNR and also visual quality. And as you can see at the figure, all the ringing artifacts around the edge is disappeared in the results of directional wavelets. When we move to images with edges along more than one direction, we should split the image into some homogeneous partitions and assign wavelet directions per partition. Here we have the popular partitioning algorithm, which is quad tree, and if you consider D as a distortion encoding image I, which is the distance between I and its reconstruction I hat, and also R as the number of bits we need to code the partitioning structure and selected directions that quad tree follows the goal of reducing a Lagrangian cost function, which is d plus lambda, in an iterative manner. This means using our model of polygon, first the wavelet is applied along the best direction and d plus lambda is computed. Then the image is split into four equal blocks, and for each of them the same steps of applying directional wavelet and computing cost is performed, and finally we make the decision of splitting the original block if the four new sub-blocks totally reduce the defined cost function. If we repeat this for each new partition, as long as splitting can improve the d plus lambda r cost, you can see at the figure the results of four levels of quad tree on the polygon model. After this review, here are the questions we pursued during our studies. First, we want to know how we can analyze the empirical successful directional wavelets from a theoretical point of view in image compression, and also what's the results of comparing directional and separable wavelets theoretically. And as another question, we want to know if quad tree provides an optimal partitioning for directional wavelets. For all of these, we based our analysis on the well-known rate distortion framework, which is well-fitted to the compression purposes. And at this framework, if you code the input function f using orbits, then the performance of the coder-decoder pair on the input function space f is equal to the maximum distortion in mapping f to the a set with 2 power r elements, or more formally it's equal to the supremum over f of the distance between f and its reconstruction f hat. We do our analysis on a class of piecewise linear edges with smooth transitions between 0 and 1 regions. And first, if we consider just one piece without any singularity, we prove that by increasing R, the distortion of the separable wavelets on these functions will decay like R power minus 3 second, which is very slow regarding the simple class of function, which can easily coded by a few parameters. We then prove that directional wavelets behave exponentially, and it is very faster than the separable wavelets, and also confirms the improvements we've already seen in the reconstructed image. Returning to the whole class of piecewise functions, it's obvious that the performance of separable wavelets will not change, because again we use the same horizontal and vertical directions for all pieces. But in the case of directional wavelets, as we explained before, we should partition the image, and if we use quad tree, then we prove that again directional wavelets provides an exponential rate of decay, but it's somewhat slower than the one piece case by changing the the square root of r into the cube root of r at the exponent, and also introducing a 6 root of r factor. Quad tree degrades the performance of directional wavelets, because to represent a singularity well, it generates many blocks with similar directions that all of those should be coded, and this will impose a large amount of overhead on the algorithm. To solve this issue, we want to use the idea of joining similar blocks and creating larger blocks that we called mega blocks. And if we code the directions per mega block, then in addition to better representing the image geometries here, we reduced the amount of overhead significantly. We finally proved that by megablocking, the performance of directional wavelets will remain at the 2 power minus square root of r even when we have singularities around the edge. After the theories, now the question is, can or megablocking idea also be applicable for real cases? Here things change a little, since even a small amount of noise may cause battery to generate many different directions, and this will highly degrade the performance of megablocking. And to solve this problem, we have to modify the directions between joining the blocks. To do this, the point is the large blocks with dominant edges, as you can see at the figure, are the ones that will less affected by noise, and we should keep their directions unchanged. And when the blocks get smaller, the noise can mislead the algorithm to select the wrong direction. And also at the smooth regions, because of the randomness nature of the noise, we would have many different directions at the blocks, and these are the ones that we want to modify. We want to modify according to their strong neighbors to get larger megablocks. Using this practical results, these are the steps of our megablocking algorithm. First, we partition the image by quad tree algorithm, and we get our primary directions. Then we align these directions and get the new set of directions, d hat, by reducing a Lagrangian cost function, which is first term is a measure of the direction dominance, and the weights here are the difference between the cost of the best and the worst directions. And as the second term, this indicates that the future direction of a block should most be affected by its larger neighbors. And using these, at the figure, you can see the aligned directions of the polygon model. And now here is the time that we can join similar blocks with similar directions and create mega blocks. And as the next step, we apply direction awareness using the lifting scheme. And finally, we code all the wavelet coefficients together with the all the overheads of joining blocks in the mega blocks, and also the selected durations. The advantage of mega blocking is of more importance in two cases. The first case is at low bit rates, which here in terms of PSNR and for Barbara image, the mega blocking improves the quad tree based directional wavelength by 1.1 dB and the J2K by 0.6 dB on average. And also, in the case of Lina, the mega blocking performs better than the quad tree by 1 dB. And the second case is for coding the noisy images. And if we consider the Gaussian white noise, the mega blocking performs better than the quad tree by 1.2 dB, and in the case of Barbara, and in the case of Lina, by 1.1 dB at 0.12 bits per pixel. Here, as you can see, J2K shows the least noise sensitivity in terms of PSNR, but from the visual quality point of view, it's obvious that the mega blocking preserves the image regularities much better. These are the results of reconstruction from the three J2K, quad tree, and mega blocking algorithm for the noisy Lina and Barbara at 0.12 bits per pixel. And ultimately, at this brief, we show that the theories also confirm that the directional wavelets behaves better than the separable wavelets in compression, and also omega blocking improves the directional wavelets and makes it more applicable for coding real world images. And also, as our future direction, we are interested in analyzing and adapting the directional wavelets for working on more complicated image geometries. Thank you for your attention.